If you're feeling exhausted, puffy, anxious, foggy, gaining weight, or just not like yourself, you're not imagining it. Women in their 30s, 40s, and 50s are experiencing massive hormonal shifts, and no one is explaining what's actually happening. I'm Katie Whalen, co-founder of Joy. I built Joy because I lived this. The fatigue, the mood swings, the weight changes, the confusion. Your symptoms are biological, not personal. And AI-generated lab reports won't fix them. Every Joy lab includes a visit with a licensed clinician who specializes in women's hormones and connects every biomarker to how you feel. Energy, metabolism, mood, sleep, skin, weight, everything. Then, we personalize real solutions. Hormone therapy, peptide therapy, supplements, and lifestyle protocols. Get started at joyandblogues.com today. This month, new customers get 50% off labs, and you can add our estrogen face cream for just $1 with clinician approval. Use promo code podcast at joyandblokes.com.
Why are you stuck in a cycle of endless learning, convinced that one more qualification will finally make you feel ready? It's time to break free from the chains of self-doubt and step into your full potential. Hello, I'm Aya and welcome back to I'm No Rookie. In this episode, I want to go into the world of self-doubt and imposter syndrome that many of us have gone through and are continuously going through. Also with that relentless pursuit of qualifications. So I want to uncover the truth behind our insatiable thirst for validation and discover how to finally break free from the endless cycle of learning without action. So if you've ever found yourself in a conversation with a friend discussing your career aspirations, only to hear them say, I'm not ready yet, I need a few more qualifications. It's a scenario that some of us have faced. But what lies beneath this constant quest for more knowledge? I'm going to rewind to a recent conversation or encounter that I had with a friend that was sharing those exact sentiments, and I'm going to unreveal the deeper reasons behind our insatiable appetite for qualifications. So I'm going to set the scene. I recently met up with a friend and we were talking about our next steps, what we had done over the last year and what we were looking to do next, where our career was going to go. And my friend said, oh, not ready yet, I need a few more qualifications. I looked at her and I said, oh, okay, how many qualifications or diplomas have you gained over the last 4 years? She told me the amount. I said, you're ready. I said, what do you feel that you need next? What is that next qualification you're thinking of doing? She told me what she wanted to do. She told me what the title was. I said, why do you need it? She said, I think I need it because I think my audience will be questioning my credibility. I said, why do you think your audience would question your credibility? She said, because they will be looking at my background, where I've come from, and thinking, what the heck does she really know about this subject? And I said, why do you think that they were thinking that? I said, is it because that's what you are currently thinking? And she was just like, yeah. And I said, but they're not your audience, right? You're not going to be your audience for what you're selling. Sometimes it's the case you are your past audience, but for what you want to pursue, you are not your audience. You are not your audience that you're building a community around, that you're catering to, that you're wanting to help. You are not the audience. The way you think and the stories you tell yourself is from your perspective. Your audience already see your credibility. Your audience already see your worth. Your diplomas, your qualifications are great, and they are aware of that, but it's what you put out there. It's how you help them, how you make them feel. The skills that you've gained from those qualifications are what they are seeing. The things that you help them to do are what they are seeing. They are not looking at your credentials. Some may be, the majority are not. They are not looking at your recent diplomas. They do not care. They focus on you helping them to get results, whether that's to help them improve their wealth, improve their health, save time, save money, make them feel better about themselves, their work-life balance, whatever that is their focus. They are not looking at any more credentials. So what I want to get across to you is that you do not need to sign up for another course. You do not need to do another diploma. You are ready. The thing that you're fearing and why you keep doing these courses is because you're scared to put yourself out there. Yes, I said it. That's exactly what it is. You are scared to take the next step. So you take another course to distract yourself, then to say, when I've got this qualification, I will be ready. You won't be. The more courses you do, the more you accumulate in knowledge. Great. But you're not sharing it. You're not implementing it. You're not showcasing it. So my question to you is this: what do you need to do next? What is stopping you from doing it? What are you actually scared of? That conversation came out of nowhere, and trust me, I don't go around telling people what to do in their life, but I know when I see procrastination and imposter syndrome. Many of our behaviors are deeply rooted in our past experiences, particularly in childhood. The need to consistently pursue qualifications often stems from childhood experiences where we were made to feel inadequate or compared unfavorably to others. These experiences can drive us to seek validation through academic achievements as adults. However, it's essential to reflect on whether these pursuits of education is generally serving our goals or simply a manifestation of past insecurities. Don't get me wrong, if your course aligns with your career aspirations or fulfills specific requirements, it's fantastic. If you find yourself consistently seeking validation through education without implementing what you've learned, it's crucial to address the underlying triggers from your past. Ultimately, it's about finding a balance between personal growth and self-awareness. So I wanted to kind of provide you with some tips to help you assess the need for that next qualification that you've been thinking about. Number one, self-evaluation. Take some time to truly reflect on your career goals and aspirations. Are there specific qualifications that align with these goals, or are you pursuing them out of habit or insecurity? Number two, research. Investigate the requirements of your desired career path or industry. Are there specific qualifications that are necessary or highly valued? Focus on acquiring those that are directly relevant to your goals. Number three, skills gap analysis. Identify any gaps in your skills or knowledge that may be hindering your career progression. Determine if a particular qualification will address these gaps and help you advance in your field. Number four, networking. Connect with professionals in your industry and seek their advice on the importance of certain qualifications. Their insights can provide valuable guidance on whether you pursuing additional qualifications is beneficial. Number five, cost benefit analysis. You want to consider the time, effort, and cost involved in obtaining the next qualification. Will the benefits of acquiring it outweigh the investment? Number six, goal alignment. Ensure that the qualification you're considering aligns with your long-term career objectives. Focus on acquiring skills and knowledge that will contribute directly to your professional growth and success. And then number seven, consultation. Seek advice from mentors, career coaches, or academic advisors who can offer objective advice based on the individual circumstances and your career trajectory. By following these actionable tips, you'll be better equipped to assess whether pursuing the next qualification is truly necessary for your career advancement or personal development. So let's say after addressing those questions, you realize that you don't need that your qualification after all. What's next? Let's break it down. So the next step to take is think about brainstorming. Take some time to brainstorm your career goals and aspirations. Are you aiming for a promotion within your current role, or are you considering a career change? Think about where you want to be in the next few years and what steps to take to get there. The next one is all about career advancement. If you're looking to advance in your current career path, consider what it takes to move up the ladder. Are there specific skills or experiences that you need to develop? Research the requirements for higher level positions, whether it's transitioning from therapist to manager or to director. Identify areas where you can further enhance your skills or gain relevant experience. If you're interested in transitioning into education sector, assess what it entails to make that shift. Do you have the necessary qualifications and experience? Is your CV and LinkedIn profile tailored to highlight your relevant skills and accomplishment? Explore opportunities for teaching or training roles and consider networking with professionals already working in the field to gain insights and advice. And if you are thinking about going into teaching or to become a trainer and you're unsure if you have what it takes, take our quiz. You have what it takes to teach. It's designed to assess your readiness and provides personalized advice on whether you're ready to pivot into the education sector or if you need further exploration. Click the link in the show notes and take the quiz and let me know what your results are. Okay, back to my action steps. So this is an action step after realizing you don't need that qualification. Once you've identified the career goals and necessary steps to achieve them, you need to create a detailed action plan. You want to set specific actionable milestones and timelines for each step of your journey, whether it's updating your CV, networking with industry professionals, or gaining additional experience. Having a clear plan will help keep you focused and motivated. Remember, the key is to take proactive steps towards your goals and to continuously reassess your progress along the way. You have the skills and experience and determination to succeed. It's now time to take action and make your career aspirations a reality. And there you have it. We've kind of journeyed through the depths of self-doubt and explored the reasons behind our relentless pursuit of qualifications and uncovered the truth about the readiness to take the next step in our careers. Remember, the number of qualifications on your wall doesn't define your worth or your expertise. It's the skills that you've acquired, the knowledge you've gained, and most importantly, the impact you've made that truly matter. So as you navigate your career journey, always remember that you're no rookie in the game of life. You have the resilience and determination and the wisdom to overcome any obstacles that come your way. So keep believing in yourself, keep taking action, and never forget that your worth is not measured by the number of qualifications you possess, but by the difference you make in the lives of others. Don't forget to subscribe to I'm No Rookie on your favorite podcast player and leave us a review to let us know how we're doing. Your feedback means the world to us. So this is Aya signing out from I'm No Rookie. Until next time, stay empowered, stay inspired, and remember, you're unstoppable.
If you're feeling exhausted, puffy, anxious, foggy, gaining weight, or just not like yourself, you're not imagining it. Women in their 30s, 40s, and 50s are experiencing massive hormonal shifts, and no one is explaining what's actually happening. I'm Katie Whalen, co-founder of Joy. I built Joy because I lived this. The fatigue, the mood swings, the weight changes, the confusion. Your symptoms are biological, not personal. And AI-generated lab reports won't fix them. Every Joy lab includes a visit with a licensed clinician who specializes in women's hormones and connects every biomarker to how you feel. Energy, metabolism, mood, sleep, skin, weight, everything. Then, we personalize real solutions. Hormone therapy, peptide therapy, supplements, and lifestyle protocols. Get started at joyandblokes.com today. This month, new customers get 50% off labs, and you can add our estrogen face cream for just $1 with clinician approval. Use promo code PODCAST at joyandblokes.com.